You're listening to Big Wigs. The bigger the wig,
the bigger the personality. Ooh, stunning.
Hey, Tom.
Miranda? Oh, I thought I saw Miranda.
Look at that, babe. It's Big Wigs.
You're doing amazing, sweetie.
Look at big ribs and big wigs.
Hi, guys. It's Paris. And it's me, your girl, Julia. Like, I just am, like, so excited to be here with you. I really am. Like, we were both at the Grammys last night. We became best friends. Yeah, we're besties. I mean, if you would have told me, like, 10 years ago, like, you're going to go to the Grammys on your birthday and Paris Hilton is going to be your best friend. Yeah. I would have been like, fuck yeah, I know.
We were sitting together at the table and I was like, who is this icon with yellow dish gloves?
Stop. Yeah, like, no big deal. I just, like, I felt like this was, like, my look last night.
It definitely was. I just went for, like, sparkle Grammys.
You always look, I mean, you're Paris Hilton. You look so good. Like, you can't go wrong.
I love you.
Oh, my God, I love you.
Oh, you're, like, so perfect. So what inspired this, like...
The look?
The look, yeah.
I don't know if you saw, but my ex was on the red carpet, Kanye West. I'm sorry. I can't believe I actually dated that monster.
Yeah, that was crazy.
But, like, so he was there with his, I want to say, emotional support woman. And he made her wear, like, no clothing. And it was just like, okay, that's kind of my thing. So weird. Yeah, he's, like,
stealing the limelight.
He's, like, still obsessed with me. You know? It's just, like, get the fuck over it.
Yeah.
So, anyway, the gloves. So, I heard someone and they were, like, dispose of that couple on the carpet. And it got, like, really serious for a second. So, like, I just went into a Walgreens and I bought these gloves and I was like, I'm not going to get my fucking handprints on any of that, but I will dispose of that man if you need me to. So, yeah, I actually took them out with my hands.
You took them out yourself.
I, like, grabbed Kanye's back and I was like, no, thank you. Okay, you're fucking trash. And just like any girl would want to do to their ex, I just, like, grabbed him and I just, like, threw him across the river.
What river?
The LA River.
That's hot.
Yeah. Hello. It's, like, iconic. And so, yeah, I did it myself. I just, like, got rid of him. And then I thought they looked kind of good, right?
For some reason, I love the way they look on you.
Oh, my God. Stop. I could give you one. We could have friendship gloves, you know?
I've never worn... I don't even know where you get these.
Oh, my God. Put it on. I feel like it's so chic.
If the glove fits. Oh, my God. That's hot.
Look at crazy. Paris Hilton wearing one of my gloves. Give me a high five, bitch.
I don't want to be that person, but it feels unnatural.
Yes. That's hot. Isn't that what you say?
That's hot.
That's so hot.
We're slivving.
Oh, my God. Slivving. Yes.
Slivving.
Wait, we got to talk about my girl, Charli XCX. Okay?
Oh, my God. She's bringing back the party.
Yeah, I'm her muse. Yeah, no big deal. But did you see me on stage?
I did. Wait. Also, happy birthday.
Thank you so much.
How old are you?
I can't say.
How old does your doctor say you are?
I'm actually, like, I'm 27. Like, my doctor says that. So, like, we'll go with that. You know, I'm a mom.
Gorgeous.
We're moms. Like,
I know.
We shouldn't be ashamed of our age. But
never.
Also, like, we shouldn't age. You know, we're in Hollywood.
Yeah, I froze my whole body.
I know, girl. I went in. I was like, girl, give me the Paris Hilton. And they were like, you can't afford it.
I don't age a day.
You really haven't. Since, like, 1999.
I know.
How are your kids? How's being a mom? I'm like, I'm such a, like, oh my God, we should have a play date. Like, how's a mom?
I love being a mom. I was always meant to be a mom. You know how I used to have, like, 15,000 dogs?
Yeah.
Like Bambi, like, they're all chihuahuas. Well, now I just feel like I'm collecting babies.
Oh my God.
Yeah, I love
it. That's so sweet. What happened to the dogs?
One got lost underneath my mansion in Malibu.
Oh, I am so sorry. I respect everyone in Los Angeles right now. Like, as a New Yorker, like, I feel so sad.
Yeah, me too. And then the other ones just died of natural causes, like, old, you know?
I'm sorry.
How's your son?
My son is so good. He's, like, 4, like, yeah, I think, like, 4 or 5. Like, he's, like, so big. And, like, we moved to a new house.
You love it?
I love it. Oh, my God. We have this gorgeous, gorgeous ghost who lives in the basement. It's, like, so New York.
Yeah.
Her name is Beauty.
Oh, my God. I hate ghosts.
Oh, my God. Why? Some are scary. Cool.
You talk to the ghost?
Yeah, of course I talk to her. I, like, love Beauty. She's, like, so... She was like, girl, you should get dish gloves. And I was like, what? She, like, predicted the future. And then I obviously needed them, you know?
Yeah, no, obviously. Maybe how do you get ghosts?
Wash your hands, though, because, like, Kanye juice could be on here, okay?
I'm allergic to latex.
Oh, no.
It's kind of itching me, actually.
I swear to God, if I kill Paris Hilton in a podcast, like, that would be so messed up, but, like, epic.
Yeah, I have, like, boils on my hands. I don't know what's going to happen to me.
Oh, my God. Wait, so you don't like ghosts? Did you have a bad time?
No, I think they're scary and they're not cute and they don't have good fashion.
Well, yeah, they're ghosts. So, like, they don't really, like, change their outfits, you know? They're, like, in one forever.
I remember when we were filming The Simple Life, we were staying in this barn.
I love The Simple Life. Like, that show was just so rock and roll. You guys were just, like, raw out there. Like, just so it.
So, one time, I had to stick my arm down a cow's butt.
No.
Yeah, it was gross.
So gross. Oh, oh my God.
So what happened was I was having this really bad dream and I was smelling the cow manure and the cow shit. It was really bad. And then I was visited by this ghost.
While you were in a cow's body, like up there?
No, just my hand smelled like poop and it's not hot. And
it attracted the ghost. You never know what brings them through. Yeah.
And she was this cute little milkmaid. But she needed a makeover. And her name was Patricia. And she was like, girl, help me.
Did you do it? I feel like I would, that's like the plot of Grease. Like, I would love, or Clueless, like that. Yeah. I would love for a ghost to show up in my house and be like, girl, make me over.
Yeah, beauty school dropout. No, but she had these really dark rings under her eyes and it was scary. And I was like, girl, take this concealer. It's Maybelline. And then she took it and... Yeah, I was like, get out of here. You're scaring me. Then she left. And ever since then, I just don't like ghosts.
Okay, first of all, like, I'm sorry that ruined your relationship with ghosts, but that is like, so nice of you.
I mean, I'm a nice person.
You gave her makeup and you were like, girl, I'll take it.
Yeah, but she only wanted like drugstore makeup. I was like, take the Dior. She was like, no.
Wow. Okay. Humble queen. Wow. Okay.
I know.
That's so sweet.
It really was.
You can give me a makeover anytime. I'm like, always down.
You don't need a makeover, queen. No, you're stunning.
I don't. I know. You're gorgeous. I'm in a new movie too.
Okay, who? Because you're always people's muses, right?
Yeah.
So, who's, so like, what person are you the muse for? Who are you musing right now?
Like, who's my muse?
No.
Wait.
Who are you the muse for?
Sorry, gonna have to explain from the beginning. Okay.
Okay.
I'm a muse for.
Yeah, you were the muse for Uncut Gems, and then it was like another person.
So I don't know if you heard, they're redoing the Tower of Terror in Disney World, and they called me.
Wait, this is crazy. This is so good.
They were like, okay, Julia, like, you're so scary. Like, Charlie XCX saw something in you. Obviously, she wrote a song about me.
Yeah.
But they were like, we want to use, like, your image for, like, one of the holograms or whatever, like, on the ride. Like,
with this look?
Yeah, they really thought this was kind of creepy. And I was like, it's a Bob.
Amaze. So you're kind of like this crazy scientist.
Kind of.
So you're the muse for Tower of Doom.
Tower of Terror.
Tower of Terror. That's so hot.
I call Tower of Doom. Maybe I could do like a 2-for-1.
Do a 2-for.
2-for.
That's amazing. God.
Thanks. You know, I just put it together myself. No big deal. I got angry one night and I just like chopped my hair off. It was like so like just like so 2007, you know?
You're so edgy. It's crazy.
Thanks. Well, this is so much fun. We should really like hang out more.
I know.
I swear, if you have lunch with me and Beauty, my ghost, you'll maybe be like into ghosts again. She's like iconic. She's really sweet.
As long as she doesn't smell like cow poop, then I love her.
No, she smells like Chanel No. 5.
Iconic. I'm actually I'm scared of that one too because my mom used to smell like that and she's scary. You know my mom.
Of course. I love Kathy. We had a sleepover last Sunday. So.
You and Kath?
Yeah, she invited me over, whatever. Don't worry about it.
That woman is crazy.
Anyway.
I'm going to court.
Anyway, this has been fun. We love you guys so much. And if you have to dispose of a man, don't forget your fucking rubber gloves.
Use them because men are gross, except for my husband.
Gross. No, he's such a sweetie. Okay.
Love you guys.
Love you.
Bye.